The passage we read and the topic for today is who sinned. And this passage, so it records the account where Jesus healed the blind. So we talk about blessing. The blessing in Chinese, often describe things that we like, that those things happen to us. But there are sometimes exceptions.
就像在今天, 如果说, 您好像发福了, 大概不会让人太高兴。
So if someone tells you you're blessed with wheat, you probably won't be very happy.
我们不喜欢也不希望发生在自己身上的事呢, 通常是用灾跟祸这种词有关的。
So often the things we don't want to happen to us, we call it like disasters or bad fortune.
我们遇到好事啊, 通常会高兴。
So we often feel very happy if we have the fortunate things happen to us.
也会有些感恩。
And we probably feel grateful too.
但是多半不会很深刻。
But usually that feeling is shallow.
可是灾祸通常可以让我们比较深刻地反省自己做错了什么。
But often those disasters help us to reflect upon what we have done wrong.
因为我们潜在的观念是啊, 灾祸代表的是惩罚和报应。
Because subconsciously we think the disaster implies something consequences that bad things happen to us.
那么这些其实都是人对于灾祸苦难的正常也是自然的反应。
And this probably is a natural reaction to the disasters.
所以这样的观念也常常出现在圣经里面。
And so that this type of concept feeling happens in Bible too.
那么耶稣是以神儿子的身份道成肉身。
So Jesus come to earth as a son of God.
那么在人中间生活了有33年半。
So he lived among us for 33 and a half years.
那他到这个世界主要目的是要拯救人脱离神对罪恶的审判。
And the main purpose for his coming is to save us from the judgment of our sins.
那么因此他生活在人中间的工作呢，也包括了要借着教导能够矫正一些僵化的传统观念。
Then therefore his ministry, his effort, including things that to correct what our rigid traditional thinking too.
我们刚才读的经文通常被认为记载了耶稣呢在约翰福音中所行的七个神迹中的六个，第六个。
So these are the sixth miracle among the seven miracles Jesus has done, recorded in the book of John.
这七个我们第一个很最熟悉了。那么在迦南的婚宴里面，水变酒了。
So we know the one very very well, that the first one, that Jesus changed water into wine at Cana.
这是按照记载的顺序呢，第二个就是加百农大臣的儿子被治好了。
So this is in its order. So the second one would be the healing of the nobleman's son in Capernaum.
还有一就是在一个池子旁边医治了一个卧病38年的一个患者。
And then the healing of an invalid of 38 years.
那么五饼二鱼，那喂饱了这个有包括了5000男人的一个群众呢，我们也相当熟悉。
So the fourth one,
再来，加利利海面上行走，啊。
So the fourth one would be Jesus feed the 5,000, and the fifth one is Jesus walk on the water.
然后还有呢，就是让生，就我们现在今天要看的，让生来瞎眼的人看见。
And number six is what we'll be looking at today, is Jesus healed the man born blind.
最后就是叫拿撒路从死里复活。
And the seventh is raise Lazarus from death.
所以我们比较容易倾向于把这个对这个事件的理解呢，是看在这个神迹的本身。
So often we put a focus on the miracle itself.
但是这段圣经的主要信息是耶稣对于某些观念的矫正。
But actually, this is a passage that Jesus is trying to correct certain concept.
那至于耶稣行神迹，让生那个生来的人瞎眼的人看见呢，他就是一个证据啊，要证明耶稣所传的观念呢是来自于神。
And the action Jesus did to heal the blind is just a proof to show that his teaching is from God.
那基督徒相信神借着圣经对人说话呢，这当然是有圣经的根据。
So Christians believe that God talks to people or speak to people through Bible, which is biblical.
在犹太人中间啊，在当时犹太人中间有个叫做撒都该的教派呢，他们有些人曾经用关于死人复活的问题来刁难耶稣。
So among Jews at that time, there's a sect called Sadducees, and they was questioning Jesus using the man risen from the dead.
那么耶稣引用了旧约的经文回答他们。
So Jesus quoted the Old Testament to answer them.
这里有讲到说耶稣说论到死人复活，神在经上像你们所说，你们没有念过吗？然后他说。我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。这个他说就是神说啊。
So recorded there say, but about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The I said is from God.
经上是指旧约圣经的出埃及记的三章六节。
So the Bible it talks about here is the Exodus chapter 3 verse 6.
那么出埃及三章六节是神在对摩西说的话。
So there God speak to Moses.
好，那么呢，这是和合本的经文啊。
This is based on the Chinese Union.
如果你看其他版本的经文的话呢，包括了2011年有一个叫做和合修订本的话呢。它显示出来，希腊文的马太福音的这个章节呢，并没有在经上这几个字。
So if you read some revised Union version and some other versions, it didn't really say what the is according to the scripture.
其实就是说，耶稣的话就是说，神对你们说的。
So it directly, literally, it just say Jesus, say the God speak to you.
那么这个出埃及三章六节是神在耶稣之前呢1400年对摩西说的话。
But this the record the Exodus was about it was written about 1300 years before Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣对于撒都该人说，那是神向你们说的。
But then Jesus said, "This is what God speak to you."
因此啊，圣经的信息呢，有原始的对象，就是当时的人。
So the message from in the Bible has an audience initially to the people who received that word.
也有呢，现今的对象就是包括我们了。
But there are also audience meant for us.
所以知道某段经文在当时的意思，可以帮助我们对于经文现今的意义的理解和应用呢，不会有太大的偏差。
So if we understand the original meaning toward the original audience, it will help us to understand what it means to us today, and we won't go too far from the true meaning of the passage.
人是有限的，我们去理解无限的神的启示，不可能完全没有偏差。
So since we are limited, the way we understand the Bible, we can never say we will never be wrong.
但是我们可以下一些功夫，让我们的偏差不会太大。
So we can make some effort so that we won't be too far away from the truth.
那么这一段经文其实有不少当时的观念我们需要知道。
So this passage relies on certain concepts back then that we ought to know.
那头两节啊。
The first two verses.
那么就一段经文的上下文通常对于经文的理解会有些帮助。
So the context usually will help us to understand a passage.
那么这个上文呢因为这是九章一节嘛，所以上文就是第八节啊，第八章最后的场景呢，是耶稣在圣殿和一些犹太人有过一些谈论。
So the passage before this is talking about the Jesus was talking to people in the temple.
那个谈话最后是不欢而散。
That didn't end up well at the very end of the conversation.
其实更糟，就是那些犹太人要用石头打他。
In fact, this is very bad because those Jews want to stone Jesus.
然后八章的最后一节说，耶稣躲了那些犹太人从圣殿出去了。
So at the very end, the Bible said that Jesus slipping away from the temple grounds.
那么根据第七章呢，这第八章的时间点应该是在那一年的祝棚节结束之后发生的事。
According to the chapter 7, we notice that this happens around the time of the festival of Tabernacle.
那么根据犹太的律法呢，这个祝棚节就是一个七天的节期。
So that is a festival for last for 7 days.
通常九到十月之间。
Usually, that's in September or October.
那么今年的祝棚节呢是9月23号到30号。
So this year it happens around September 23rd to 30th.
但是九月九章一节没有那么明显的迹象。它就是直接接着第八章的结束。
So chapter 9 didn't really say that clearly. The time wise continues from chapter 8.
下文的一个清楚的时间点是在10章22节，说是那一年的修殿节。
So later there's a time in recorded in chapter 10. It says it's a time for the restoration of temple.
就是。这个生活在美国的人对于犹太人这个修殿节 Hanukkah 哈应该不陌生。
If you live in this in United States, you may not you probably familiar with Hanukkah.
那么这是犹太历法上面的一个八天的节期。
And that is an 8-day festival for them.
那就很靠近圣诞节。
It's very close to our Christmas time.
那么今年的修殿节是12月2号到10号。
Today's Hanukkah this year is in December 2nd to 10th.
我们只能说这个事件的发生点是在那一年的9月到12月之间。
So we probably can put the time of this event around somewhere between those two festivals.
从这里我们可以看到一件事情。
So we can see from here.
约翰福音和其他三卷福音书有明显的不同。
The book of John is has a big difference between book of John and the other three books.
比较着重在耶稣的身份和教导。
It focuses on his identity, Jesus' identity and his teaching.
比较少说明这些事件的时间和地点方面的细节。
Talks very little details about when or where the event happens.
那么九章一到二节说。耶稣看到一个这样一个盲人，他生来是瞎眼的。那门徒也说这个人生来瞎眼的。
So in the verse 1 and 2, chapter 9 talks about Jesus saw this blind person, and so people around him, including disciples, also observed the same thing.
经文并没有说门徒是怎么知道那个盲人生来是瞎眼的。
The Bible didn't really tell us how does a disciple know that the person was blind. Since he was born.
但是这个人生来是瞎眼的是一个重点。
But this is actually a key point that he was blind of birth.
能够帮助我们了解一些观念。
So that it helped us to understand some concept.
好，门徒的问题，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
So the question they have is about who sinned and that caused the person to blind.
那么从希腊文的直接翻译就很接近英文了。他是说什么？谁犯了罪？这人或他的父母，竟使他生来瞎眼。
It's translated in English who sinned this man or his parent that he was born blind?
他们这么问很自然。
This is very natural for them to ask such a question.
对他们来说，一个人生来瞎眼，必然是遭报应、受惩罚。
So to them, it is a consequences. It must be a consequences for of sins that to cause a person to blind.
肯定是有人得罪神了。
It must be someone offend God.
那除了他本人和他父母，还能有谁呢？
Who else could it be other than his parent and himself?
不过呢，是他本人吗？这个问题在我们看来。 很奇怪。
But if we say it's because of he himself, and it's kind of odd.
因为是他本人犯了罪以至于瞎眼，合理吗？
Does it make sense or reasonable if this is caused by this person, this blind man's sin?
那么他是什么时候犯罪的呢？
When did he make sin to cause this?
他生来就瞎眼了，那只可能是在他出生之前所犯的罪啊。
Because he was born blind, so if he had the sin to cause this, that sin has to be happening before the birth.
那一个还没有出生的婴儿怎么能犯罪？如何犯罪啊？
But how can a person before the birth and sin against God?
所以呢，这个基督徒对基督教对于犹太和犹太教对于人何时有罪性的看法是一致的。
So we do have the same belief that as Jews that how people sin.
就是在生命开始的时候。
Or when we are sinful, that is before, when we were born.
那么这里有讲到，就是诗篇的五十一篇五节说：“我是在罪孽里生的，我的母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”那不过那是指人在生命开始的时候就有罪性。至于罪行，就是犯罪的行为，总要等人出生之后才有可能吧。
So it's true that Psalm chapter 51 says this: Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. But surely this is talking about the sinful nature, not so much about our sinful acts.
所以门徒的问话显示出当时有一些观念是我们基督徒没有的。
So so it's true that it reflects certain ideas in among the disciples that we don't have today.
在耶稣时代的犹太人是有受到希腊还有呢亚洲这些投胎转世的观念的影响，他也接受一个人呢生来残疾有可能是他在为前世所犯的罪受惩罚。
So some people around that time may be affected by the Greek and or Asian culture that believe people may be reincarnated and carry the sins from the previous life.
也有某些犹太教派的拉比认为啊，即使在母腹中的婴儿也有可能犯罪。
So even some rabbis they believe that the baby in mother's womb can sin too.
至于父母亲犯罪会报应在孩子身上，那几乎是各个民族都有的观念。
It is actually probably very common among all nations that parents' sin can have consequences in the newborn baby.
耶稣回答很清楚地否定了这些观念。
But Jesus' answer actually clearly denied or contradict these concept.
耶稣的回答说，也不是这人犯罪，也不是他父母犯了罪。
So Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sin.
这句话应该让在场的人很惊讶。
This must be a big shock to people around them at the time.
特别是那个盲人。
Especially to the blind.
他从小就和父母一同承受了身体残缺所造成生活上的种种困难。
He has been suffering along with his parents all the difficulties due to his blindness.
他也习惯了被人嘲笑、论断、定罪啊。
He probably is very used to be shamed or to be mocked since his birth.
那么耶稣这句话呢，对他呢，应该是什么？有一个很大的安慰。
So what Jesus said here probably is a great comfort to the blind man.
所以如果他的父母当时在场，也会有同样的感受。
I think if the parents were there, the parents probably feel the same way.
但是耶稣接着说，
But Jesus continued and said,
要在他身上显出神的作为来啊，那又是什么意思啊？
It says so that the works of God might be displayed in him. What does that mean?
这个人生来瞎眼这么多年。
So this person was born blind and was blind for so many years.
就是为了等到那一天。
Sounds like the purpose is just to wait for that particular day.
让耶稣来开他眼睛，显出神的作为来。
So that Jesus can open his eyes and to display the work of God.
那么，这个如果真的是如此，那么他刚刚才受到的安慰，现在是不是觉得自己很冤呢？
If that is the case, he probably feels so sad. Because all his suffering is just for this particular time.
你谁不好选？为什么要选我呢？
He probably wondering why don't you pick someone else instead of me.
对其他人来讲。
And to other people.
选你就没有选我嘛。你就认了吧。
Pick you is better than picking me.
但是呢，我们要知道，神不会也不需要用这样的方式来显出自己的作为。
And obviously God does not have to choose this way to display his works.
这个作为是什么意思啊？它是个名词，来自于动词叫做事。
So the works is a noun that comes from the verb doing something.
我们要看前面约翰福音五章十七节，就会比较了解耶稣的意思。
So if we look at chapter 5, verse 7.
Yeah.那么他这边有讲耶稣对他们说，我父做事直到如今我也做事，这个做事就是刚刚我们看到那个九章三节那个作为的动词。
It's not 517.
It's right there in front of you.
But he answered them, my father is working until now and I myself am working.
那么耶稣说这句话是在他行了第三个神迹，就是那个在耶路撒冷城靠近羊门那个毕士达池子旁边医治了那个卧病38年的患者。
So this was told by Jesus when he was performing the third miracle.
那么约翰这个他这边有五章十六节说，因为耶稣在安息日行了这神迹的医治呢，受到了犹太人的逼迫啊。
So here it says Jesus was persecuted by Jews because he was performing this miracle during the Sabbath.
那么然后耶稣说，我父做事直到如今我也做事，意思就是呢，耶稣在安息日治病也是神的作为。
So he was I'm working just like my father is working until today, which means the work he was done during the Sabbath is also God's working.
那么神设立安息日是为了要让人能够借着暂时周期性的休息呢，能够恢复更新身体和灵性。
So the Sabbath is for us to restore our body and soul periodically during this this weekly cycle.
所以呢就是神的作为呢，也包括了借着安息日给人身体和灵性的医治呢，使得我们对于神的永恒的那个同在的盼望有信心。
So the working God's works, including this periodically the renewal of our body and soul, so that we can be restored to return to the salvation and the hope of God's work.
神的医治主要是为了希望人能够回转。得到拯救，不是为了表现什么能力。
So God's purpose and His healing is to for us to return and to be saved, is not to show off His mighty power.
那么，耶稣在世上为了帮助人，行了很多医治的神迹。
So Jesus also had performed many miracles while He was on the earth.
他没有一次是为了炫耀自己的本事。
None of that is to show off how capable he is.
所以耶稣要启示的观念是，人其实都在承受与神隔绝的后果。
So here it actually reflects the fact that we are all suffering the consequences when we are separate from God.
那么罪所产生的苦难是整体性的。
So the sin and consequences it's a as a whole to human they are the same.
错综复杂。
It could be intertwined.
人都不想承受别人犯错误的后果。
Often we don't want to accept the consequence of other people's sinful acts.
所以我们有一句话是冤有头债有主啊。
So that's why we said the debt has its own debtors.
那么犯错的人呢应该自己承受后果。
Now whoever sins should suffer for the consequences he himself.
但是现实并非如此。
But it's not the reality.
我们会承受别人错误的后果。
We sometimes suffer from other people's sins.
但是也有人会成为我们犯错的受害者。
But on the other hand, there are other people maybe suffering from our sins.
例如说，车祸多半是一方的错误。
For example, car accident usually happens is one size mistake.
却会使另一方成为无辜的受害者。
And the other innocent party will suffer too.
严重的话呢，是终身伤害的苦难。
And if it's a really serious accident, it could be a lifelong suffering.
所以耶稣说，要是要在他身上显出神的作为来，是什么意思呢？
So what does Jesus mean when he said that God might display in him his work?
这个是要呢的希腊文可以翻译成然而。
So this word expressing yet.
显出它是一个被动语态跟祈愿语，语气代表一个希望。
So this might be display expressed a wish.
它不是一个意志性的主动的一个语气。
So it's not a mood that to show his will.
所以这句话按照字面的翻译是：然而神的作为或能被显现在他身上。
So the translation probably should be something like, but the works of God might be displayed in him.
所以如果是神让这位盲人生来瞎眼，目的是等到耶稣遇见他的那一天开他的眼睛。
So if the purpose is for God makes a person to born blind is to showed up one day to be healed by Jesus.
那耶稣这句话就应该是主动陈述句了。
So then the sentence should be expressed in active statement.
但是耶稣这句话是叫做被动祈愿句的意思是希望看到神的作为在这个不信的人身上能产生出好结果。
So, but the word here is a passive and the wish
但是
这 and hope to see this happens to be have a good consequence in this unfortunate event.
这句话虽然是针对那个盲人说的。
So even though this is meant for the or speak to the blind,
耶稣的希望不只是针对那个人，
but it was not just for that person,
而是许许多多像他那样的人，
but many people like him.
这一位碰上了耶稣了，
but this person happened to encounter Jesus.
但是也有很多像这样子不信的人，他们未必在他们的有生之年能够碰到耶稣啊。
But there are other people who may not have this opportunity to meet Jesus at time.
所以耶稣表现出一个焦急。
So Jesus expressed an anxiety.
要门徒趁着还有机会，要多多的让神的作为显现出来。
So he urged people to work harder so that the work of God may be displayed.
那么所以。那么这边有讲说啊，那差我来者的功就是神的作为啊。
So here also verse 4 and 5 it says that we must do the works of him who sent me.
因为功和作为呢其实是同一个希腊字。
Actually the in Chinese the work and work of God they are using the same word.
而且是复数。
Actually, there were plurals.
就不是只针对一个人。
It's not just for a single person.
那么必须做啊，这个必须做呢？啊
，So the word must do this.
刚刚大概这个地方有点跳掉了。哎，哦，对，做，抱歉。哦，在这，好，必须做。
So the must do the
work. 我父做事，还有我也做事，都是同一个字。
So my father is working and I'm working. They are using the same Greek word here.
意思是这样的人太多了，趁着还有机会，我们必须显出神的作为来。
It's saying that there are so many people like this blind person, so we need to seize the opportunity to work and to show to display to make God's work displayed.
这样的理解呢，符合耶稣一贯教导的观念。
So this is inconsistent with what Jesus teaching.
就是罪是整体性的。
So sin is a whole is for all.
那么罪的后果产生和承受是非常错综复杂的关系。
And the consequences and suffering they are intertwined.
对，叫做盘根错节，你说不清楚。
So it is difficult to trace back who is ultimately responsible for certain problems.
按照耶稣的教导呢，答案很简单。
But in Jesus' teaching, the answer could be much simpler.
人人有份。
We all have participated.
那么耶稣啊，再来看到六到七节呢。耶稣医治这个瞎子的方法很奇怪。
So the verse 6 and 7, we see that the way Jesus healed the blind is kind of strange.
吐沫在地上。
So he spit on the ground.
用吐沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上。
And then mixed up the saliva and the mud.
然后叫他去一个池子上洗一洗。
And then ask the blind person to go wash the eyes in the pool.
不过他去一洗呢，哎，也就看见了。
And actually, that did work.
那么福音书也记载了，耶稣也有多次让盲人看见。
So in other gospels, it talks about how Jesus healed the blind.
不过呢，医治的方法呢都没有这么麻烦。
But then in other places, need such a doesn't need to go through such trouble.
你看这里有个九章二十九节、三十节。
So in chapter 9,
马太福音
in the book of Mark,
这是在讲说耶稣在加百农他救活了一个管会堂的女儿后嘛，用手摸了两个瞎子的眼睛，哎，他们的眼睛就开了。
So sometimes just by touching the blind, they got healed.
然后呢，到了这里还有一个马可福音八章二十三到二十五节，就是耶稣在伯赛大吐吐沫在一个瞎子眼睛上，然后按手在他的身上呢。也看见了，没需要和泥。
So the other place has a similar effect. When Jesus spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, his sight was restored and without have to mix up the mud with his saliva.
那么马可福音十章五十二节所记载是最省事的了。
In the book of Mark, there's even chapter 10, there's something even simpler.
他就对那个瞎子说你的去吧，你的信救了你，哎，看见了。
He just said, go, your faith has healed you.
所以耶稣行神迹其实并不需要什么动作嘛。
So in fact, Jesus doesn't need to do something or something special to heal someone.
不过没有动作也不行。
But it probably needs some kind of movement.
你没有动作的话，谁知道是你行的神迹呢？
If you don't do something, how could people probably don't know that you actually did this?
但是动作也不需要太大嘛。
But you probably don't need to have some exaggerated action.
说一句话就够了。
So probably just uttering some words would be sufficient.
再不然就指一下也可以，对吧？
Probably just pointing to someone.
不过呢，这个唾沫哈，在当时是被认为有医治功效的。
But at that back then, they believed the saliva has some healing power.
那么这一次为什么要这么麻烦？
But why does he need to go through such a trouble this time?
和泥土，抹在瞎子眼睛上。
To mix up the saliva and the mud.
好像有点在故弄玄虚一样。
As if he was trying to do something special.
那么原因是要看后面的第十四节。
So it probably goes to find that in verse 14.
因为他里面讲说，耶稣和泥开他的眼睛的日子是安息日。
So it says here that now the day on which Jesus had made the mud and opened the man's eyes was a Sabbath.
那么按照犹太人守安息日的条例呢
？So according to Jewish law of the Sabbath,
容许救人命。
It is allowed to save someone's life.
但是如果不是性命交关的话，就不可以在安息日治病。
And so if it's not life or death matter, you are not supposed to do things like this in Sabbath.
如果是说话、手摸或者是吐。 唾沫之病呢，有的时候还是可以通融。
But then maybe acceptable if you made the healing by speaking, touching, or spitting on someone.
但是，和泥用涂抹就很清楚的干犯了安息日。
But mixing up and applied mud clearly violated the Sabbath.
你就没什么可解释，没有办法说得通了。
So there is no exceptions to this. There's no exception for that.
所以刚刚后面我们在读经的时候，他一再强调那些法利赛人，就是说，哎，他在用和泥涂在我的脸上啊，眼睛上。
So in the passage we just read, clearly talks about it is mixing up and put the mud on my eyes, according to that blind person.
耶稣是特意用干犯安息日的方法开了一个生来瞎眼的人眼睛。
So Jesus purposely violated the Sabbath a way that violated the Sabbath to let that blind person see.
他除了要矫正门徒的观念，他也要矫正法利赛人对安息日的观念。
So it is a way also to correct the Pharisees' view on the Sabbath.
耶稣的做法得到了一些效果。
And he has this indeed had the effect he desires.
你看第十六节有什么说？
If you look at chapter verse 16,
就是说这个法利赛人他们开始有纷争了。有的人认为呢，他这不是从神来的，干犯安息日，
So you see that those people start have divisions among themselves.
他们中间有些人有些理性的反思。
So some of them start have some reflection on this matter.
那这个耶稣能够行这样子的神迹，那么怎么可能是个罪人呢？
So if Jesus can perform such a miracle, how can he be a sinner then?
但是也有一些就传统的观念的说，只要是看了安息日，就不是从神来的。
But on the other hand, some people think as long as it's Sabbath, you should not do all the things.
那么从后来的事情的发展看来呢，坚守传统、拒绝理性反思的法利赛人是多数。
So according to the what we see, the great majority accepted the fact that the traditional view on Sabbath should be upheld.
因为他们认为他们有圣经做根据。
Because they believe they have the support of the Bible.
所以他们的声音通常比较大。
So usually they are louder when they express.
也比较硬啊。
They are harsh, more rigid in their expression.
有些时候我们发现好像教会也有这种类似的现象。
And sometimes we see this happens in church too.
碰到有人比较硬、比较凶，大家就退了啊。
So if someone is harsher than the other person, and people probably try to stay away from that person.
特别又有很多好像圣经做根据啊，以直气壮。
Especially if that person backed up by quoting Bibles.
所以耶稣要告诉我们的是说，我们还要注意一件事情，就是呢，圣灵工作对我们有些什么启发。
So Jesus, the act of Jesus also reminds us what Holy Spirit has inspired in us.
好，所以我们来看早期的教，这里让给我们什么启发呢？
So what kind of things we can learn from this?
早期犹太基督徒顺从圣灵建立教会。
So the early Jewish Christian, they followed the Holy Spirit and started the church.
而且这些是犹太人基督徒。
And reminded that though they are the Jewish Christians.
他们抛弃了很多僵化的传统。
They have to give away, abandon many rigid traditions.
对。那么今天呢，基督教有自己的传统包袱。
So Christianity today has its own burdens and traditions.
那你这个两千年了，不可能没有一些传统的包袱。
It's impossible not to have those traditions for 2,000 years.
问题是不是有在阻碍传福音跟教会的成长
？But we need to see if they have prevent us from growing the kingdom of God and the spreading of the gospel.
那我们需要有理性的反思，看到神的作为。
We also reflect with rationality to see the work of God.
对我们来讲，耶稣能够在安息日行这样神迹的话，肯定是神来的。
So to us, since Jesus has performed a miracle, which shows that his divinity.
对当时那些犹太人来讲，就是法利赛人来讲的话，你只要不守安息日的话，就没得说的。
But to those Jews at the time, if you, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you violate the laws of Sabbath, you are wrong.
所以我们必须要考虑到啊，神的工作为啊，是这的圣灵有些时候应该在带领我们看到一些事情，要改正我们的观念。
So we need to make sure we know that the Holy Spirit can correct us during in the process of our growing.
那我今年出去宣教有一个蛮特别的一个经验。
So during my mission nursery trip this year, I had a very special experience.
因为我去那边多半都是给教会的同工们教课。
Because I usually teach church co-workers in those churches.
那教课的时候，我最在乎的就是说这个学习的效果怎么样。
So of course I wonder, I've always want to know what if that is effective of my teaching.
重点不是在于我要去发表什么东西，我想要发表的东西。
Of course, it's not trying to see what I want to say.
而是他们学的东西能不能够真正的好好的，就是有效的应用在他们的服事上面。
But to see if my focus is to see what I teach there is whether they can be used or lifted out in their ministry.
所以如果要教神学的课的话，就会要求他们来参加的人呢，对圣经要熟悉才行。你如果圣经不熟悉，来学没有用的。
So those there's a requirement for the people to come. They have to be familiar with the Bible. Otherwise, it won't be very effective to them.
啊，那么我就跟的我要去的一个地方呢，就讲好了啊。他们说会按照我的意思来做。
The place I went, they agreed that they will follow my instructions.
那么在上课的前一天我去了。
So the day before I reached that place.
那个负责的同工呢就跟我说。
So the person in charge told me.
我们的确按照你的意思找了一些同工来上课的都是有相当基础的。
So he said, yeah, we have to get a bunch of students, they have a good solid Bible foundations.
但是呢，还有一些人呢会来呢，我们大概没办法拒绝。
But there are also people who come and who we simply cannot reject.
我说是谁呢？
I said, okay, who are those people then?
他说就是一些聋哑事工的同工们。
So there are co-workers who are either mute or deaf.
我说聋哑施工的同工没有问题啊。
But I said that's not a problem.
他说哦不是，因为他们本身就是聋哑的。
So it's not, they are not just serving those mute and deaf, but they themselves they are mute and deaf.
在他们那个团队里面，只有少数一两位不是聋哑的，那么就是要熟悉手语的。
Those people are only a minority of of them, they just want just they are normal person, but they just want to learn the sign language.
但是如果是聋哑的同工们啊，去做聋哑的施工，才真的比较有效。
So those people who are in actually deaf and mute is they are more effective among the people of the same with the same illness.
那我当时有点愣住了。
So I was a little bit stubborn.
我从来没有这种教过啊。
Because I never really have such students.
那他说没有关系啊，会有一位会有手语的，你讲什么你叫讲，然后呢他用手语跟他们讲。
So the person in charge said, "That's not a problem. You just do as you usually do, and we have person who can."
但是对我来讲的话呢，为了要上课比较有效果，我通常会把他们分成几个组，有些问。
I trouble with a blind person, or that mute person.
但既然如此，我也没什么好可说的。我说，那我们明天就看吧。
But since it has been arranged, I said, "Okay, just let's do it and see what happens."
结果呢到时候的确有差不多七八位呢他们就是聋哑施工的啊来了。
So next day, there's just seven or eight people that serving in that mute and deaf communities.
接着那位翻译呢就是要求我能够接受他们来上课。
So through that person who do this sign language, they request to join this class too.
对，在那边来讲的话，教课的老师是有权利决定可以谁来上，谁不来上。
So back there, the teacher has the privilege to decide who can attend the class.
看到他们都带着非常期望的眼神呢、啊，所以我就说那好吧，既然来了就上吧。
But I see the desire in their eyes, so I say, yeah, since you are here, let's start the class.
那当然，他们必须单独一组了啊。
But of course, they themselves forms a separate group.
那我当时对他们的期望基本上是没有什么期望可说了。
So I actually put a very little expectation on that group.
而且我多少有点觉得他们很可能会影响到这个上课的效果。
I even suspect they may have some negative impact to the whole class.
可是在上课的过程中我开始发现。
But during the class, I noticed that.
他们比其他人都认真。
They are much more focused than other people in the class.
因为他们非常珍惜这个机会。
Because they are very precious. They think this opportunity is very precious.
他们很难这样被接纳。
So they don't usually be accepted into classes.
然后他们在信主之前都有过一些悲惨的过去。
So they all have some sad history before they.Become a Christian.
因为聋哑的人如果不开口的话，你不知道他有残缺的。
Because for those people, if they don't speak, or it's hard to tell whether they are mute or deaf if they don't show it.
所以他们不是像断腿断脚或者一个眼睛瞎了，你一眼就看出来。
They are not like a person who missing a limb. It's easy to detect.
他们讨饭也不会得到很立即的同情。
So they won't be receiving a lot of sympathies if they go out begging.
那么在中国那种地方工作那么难找，他们如何能够找到工作呢？谁会接纳他们去做一些工作，好像还能有相当的收入呢？
So imagine how can they find a decent job in the society around them?
特别是在比较乡下的地方，他们被视为有点像是什么社会的负担。甚至于可以被当作是，就是真的是好像废人啊。
So they were considered to be useless and become and even a burden to the society.
所以，他们最常做的工作是什么？在信主之前是做什么工作？你知道吗
？So do you know what's the most common job they have before they are Christians?
诈骗。
Scam to scheme on people.
还有就是扒手
or sometimes picking pockets.
Yeah, 每个几乎都被关过
Almost every one of them was in prison before.
而且被抓到以后还被打过的
And were probably beaten in the in the process.
可是呢，因为耶稣的恩典
because of the grace of Jesus.
他们在课堂上所表现出来的那样子的那种认真跟喜乐
，so the joy and their focus in the class，
远远超过其他的人
，is far more than the other students。
他们每次常常上课的时候就带着笑容呢，给我比这样一个手势。
So they often to show the sign language during the class to me。
我起先还以为这好像是我们讲赞嘛，是吧
？I thought that means like. It's like a like.
他意思好像是不是说一个赞还不够，还有两个赞啊
？So I thought they may be saying that it's a double like.
结果其实是什么？是他们的那个手语里面的祝福你啊。
Actually, to them, these is a bless upon you.
所以我很自然的一个倾向呢。觉得也应该跟他们有点沟通。
So I have this. So as naturally, I want to have some interaction with them.
这有一阵子没用了嘛，所以不太记得。
So because I haven't used the sign language for a long time, I don't remember well.
不过这个代表神祝福你，神祝福你。
So this means God bless you.
那么他们对我表这个的时候呢，我就这样子回去一下。
So when they do this, I will reply with this.
他们高兴的笑得真开心啊。
So they were very happy when I did that.
那么我原来对这一班没这一组没有什么抱什么期望。
So I didn't really have a great expectation to that group initially.
但是这一组在最后其实是我最喜欢的一组。
So I end up like that group the most.
而且我也开始有一些反思，为什么神要借着这件事情 啊，让这个班有发生这样一个状况。
So I start reflecting upon this and think why God allowed this to happen to my class.
我想神圣灵就是要让我在这些事情上改正我一些观念。
So I think the Holy Spirit, God wants to correct me something through the revelation through Holy Spirit.
让他们来上课，他们的感激的程度，他们感谢神的程度远超过其他的。
So to see that their appreciation to God is far more than other people.
而且他们所使用学到的东西，他们要用在是真正这个社会上最需要的人身上。
And they will take home what they learn to the most needed people in this society.
所以在这些事情上面呢，我也开始调整我自己的一些观念。
So I start to adjust what I have been thinking.
所以希望我们都能够常常注意，在我们的生活中间有没有一些不寻常的事情发生，很可能是圣灵在带领我们要改正一些我们的观念。
So we should try to see if there's anything unusual happen in our life, and maybe that's what God wants to teach us and correct us.
好，那么呢，我们现在呢要准备守圣餐。
So now we are about to perform the communion.
让我们都能够在神面前求圣灵鉴察我们。
So we pray that God can reveal in our life through Holy Spirit.
那我们现在一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Jesus, we give thanks to you.
你借着这样子的一个主耶稣的这个医治，能够给我们看到一些你要我们看矫正的观念。
So help us to see what we need to be corrected through this through your healing.
但愿我们都能够常常的能够看到主耶稣的心意。
May we can always see your desire and your will.
借着圣灵的带领，能够常常调整我们的观念。
And correct us, adjust our mindset through the Holy Spirit.
让神的作为在有需要的人身上能够多多彰显出来。
So the work of God may be displayed among those people in need.
我们感谢主，也设立了圣餐。
We also give thanks to you for the Holy Communion you have established.
提醒我们要能够纪念主。
To remind us to remember you.
也常常能够让圣灵鉴察我们符合主的心意。
So and also allow the Holy Spirit to examine us so that we can be in line with your thoughts.
能够在主的这个在期望主的来临的信心上面能够不断的能够坚定。
And we can increase our hope and faith in your second coming.
在我们的生活中间能够为主做见证。
And we can testify for you in our life.
祷告不配，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.